Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of Bounds.
The center fielder at the wall. It's out of here. It's out of here.
Got the distance. Does it have the accuracy?
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Thursday, September 11th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead. We are live inside the Hamilton Career and Technology Center. This is just a hub of activity in Oconee County. We're inside the Considerate Cafe. We'll be saying more about that. I smell Tex-Mex. That's never a good sign when I'm smelling and not eating Tex-Mex, but we will rectify that very shortly. We are here with Making My Mark. This is, I think, an important show that we do for awareness. We're going to talk a lot of football today, obviously, because there's some real indecision with some of our picks and some of the games that are coming up and some interesting mixed signals that are going out there that we'll discuss. We also want to talk about Making My Mark and the work that they're doing for our young people. And for that, we bring in Hal Dunlap, one of our very good friends. It's great to see you. Great to hear from you again, and thanks for having us out here today.
We're excited. Good to see you both of you guys today. Good to have you back. Feels like it was 6 months ago, but it's been a year.
How about that?
I know. Ben, how are you today, man?
You
doing okay?
I'm okay. I'm happy that we're here. A lot going on in the world today, and it's could be a little bit heavy. But I'm really happy we're here.
It's going to be – there's some heavy stuff that we're going to talk about, obviously. There's heavy stuff going on in the world. I got a couple reports from the 9-11, the memorial walk, the 110 flights of stairs on campus, and it went like you would expect. It was awesome.
Yes.
This morning. And we certainly – 24 years ago, the world was rocked. It by this time, we knew it was rocked.
Yes.
And we still had lots of questions and – for the servicemen and women that were called into duty on September 11, 2001, we salute you, everyone who lost their lives, the families that are still picking up the pieces that will never be fully picked up, and people who are still a victim of the violence that comes from that today.
Sure.
It's still, the world is a sick and terrible place, and our freedoms are being defended well, both at home and abroad, by people who are making that sacrifice and willing to risk it. And so we salute you today as we pray for the victims, we honor the victims, and we pray for our nation. And in a lot of ways, it does coincide a little bit with what we're talking about today, because in addition to that, we pray for our young people. This is a very difficult time to be a young person, and I know you know that very well.
Yeah, you think about it. We actually chose this date because of the somber nature of the day already. Think about the 9-11 tragedy, the tragedy of yesterday in our country. We've had two students lost in Oconee County this year, death by suicide. The world's hard. And you think about it, we have a message of hope in the midst of all this bad stuff. And we try to send a message that you matter, you're loved, and you're not alone. And students who are feeling like, I don't count, nobody would notice I'm gone, we're telling them they're wrong. That's just not right. Your story isn't finished yet. Tomorrow needs you. We want you to stay. One happens in this country, one death by suicide every 11 minutes. In the world is once every 40 seconds. For every suicide that happens, there are 20 to 25 attempts. That shows you the gravity of how difficult life can be. But we want people to hang around because life is good too. Get through those dark, painful moments and we can help you get to the other side. That's our mission because we've got a very painful reminder that that doesn't always happen. So we want to make sure that people realize that they are loved, that they matter, and that they need to stay. Tomorrow does need them. So that's what we're all about.
And I know Making My Mark is doing great stuff. We're going to talk about that throughout the show. You guys are making an impact. Yep. It's personal to you, I know, and that you understand the difficulty of those moments and the urgency of avoiding those moments with other families.
Stress and trauma are at unprecedented levels. You combine that with anxiety and depression, which are real, and then you combine that with some catastrophic emotional event, and you have a combustible situation for sure. And my family's experienced that. We didn't see it coming. Yeah, we have the guilt with today that we didn't do something about it to get Mark through a very dark time. But now we're hoping that Mark's passing will save a lot of lives, and we feel like it is.
Well, it certainly is. We know that because of the impact that you're making. We do this once a year, so I feel like we need to catch up. So what has the last year been like for Making My Mark?
Busy. We do a lot of things at schools. We do a lot of service organizations, Rotary clubs and things like that. We do churches. Churches we need to do more of. Churches have been kind of suicide is a tough topic for them. Mm-hmm. You know, it scares them a little bit. And we bring it in a very hopeful, dignified way. So we've been busy. I also work with the National Dropout Prevention Center as a consultant. And we travel all across the country. And, of course, our message fits in there with kids' problems and kind of the ultimate stress and trauma that we talk about.
No question about it. I'm curious. We're here. Yeah. Second straight year we're here. This is a great avenue for kids who, and I kind of felt this way as somebody who went to school in Pickens County. Like, there's a lot of kids where they may look around just the high school and go, I'm not sure where I fit. I'm not sure my skill set, friend group, whatever. And the Career Center here does a masterful job of giving that sense of belonging in a lot of ways. We're in the Considerate Cafe. These programs are equipping, they're empowering, and I think it does a lot of things that you're talking about for young people.
It does. Gives them a connection. Gives them. If you belong to something, you'll come. Like I say, I was a basketball coach for 40 years. Think about it. Basketball players are always at school because they can't miss.
That's right. I know.
So those kind of things. Give them a we try to give people a reason to do the responsible things, but also our biggest message is to get help. If you need help, it's okay not to be okay, and we need you to call out. We don't want them missing Clemson football. We don't want them missing family and friends. We don't want them missing Qualk and Ben. Those are fun times, so there's a lot to stay for.
We're going to talk a lot about it. It is a big topic, and Ben, you talked about it. It's sort of a heavy and it's a heavy and somber day.
You know what, Hal? And in the last year, it's really struck me that we need to make sure people know that it is okay to say I'm not okay, and especially men.
No doubt.
I've actually lost two friends in the last year to suicide that you never saw coming. And I have another friend who, he's gone through some tough times, and he has reached out and said, I'm not okay today. And it has just really been impressed on me this last year that with men, you think you're supposed to be this tough, rugged guy.
Sure.
And we have to have permission to say we're not okay. I'm not in a good place today.
Our biggest mission is ending that stigma associated with mental health and brain issues. Think about this. I had a heart attack at age 57 on vacation in Las Vegas. When I had the heart attack, something kind of inside of me said, I didn't know I was having a heart attack. I said, go get help. So I went to the front desk, and the lady called for a paramedic. Paramedic came over, 25-year-old young man, and hooked me up and said, Mr. Dunlap, you're having a heart attack right now. I'm like, man. He said, you need to come with me or you'll die right there. If I hadn't asked for help, I'd be dead. Mm. Just as I went to help for a physical problem, we need to translate that to be, if your brain is telling you it's not working correctly, you're down, you're depressed, you're anxious in an abnormal way, go get help. It's not crazy to do that. It's crazy not to.
That's a great point. I think it's a great comparison too.
Because I'd be dead.
Oh yeah, and I think as a part of your organization and others like it, we now, as Ben said, it's still not pervasive, but it is on the move. It is on the march to get people to understand the gravity and the necessity of those conversations.
I mean, just stress trauma. It didn't get to this level. But think about Simone Biles, who had that Olympic appearance where she didn't do well because of mental issues. She is the GOAT. There's never been anybody like her, but she appeared to be invincible, but she's not. And it's okay, again, to ask for help.
We talk about it with the Phoenix Center all the time, too, that
yes.
The messaging to young people, most young people make good choices. But the messaging says that everyone around you is going to make bad choices. And so it's almost like
yes.
you could be on high alert for certain things that may not be issues. And then you're talking about this sort of sneaks in the back door.
Sure.
Making sure young people are eyes wide open, especially because as parents, like I'm a parent now, as parents, we probably don't want to be all the way vulnerable with our kids on everything. That can create some issues there. If our kids don't see us struggling and understand how to do it,
sure.
Then they may not know. They may feel helpless in their own struggle.
No doubt. And Marvin's a happy guy. Ultra sensitive maybe, but a real happy guy. You would think most days he was great, but he, again, that dark place is what we're against. And, of course, a lot of times it's depression and anxiety are ongoing. They're with you constantly, and those people, there is help for that. You don't need to be ashamed to get help. You need to want to. And just like my knees are bad, my heart is bad, I go in the front door of all those doctor's offices. I don't need to call and go out of town. I don't need to slip in the back door. Mental illness is okay. Problems are okay. Brain issues are okay. Go get them taken care of.
We have people reach out every year and say, hey, this was me. Or, hey,
yeah.
Last year was me. This year was my kid. You know, we have these stories, and so that – I mean, spending some time to highlight these is so important so people feel like they're in a fight with somebody, too.
I was watching Hoosiers yesterday. What a great movie. And one of those young men on that team, I mean, not the Hoosiers team, but the movie star, death by suicide. Talladega Nights, one of the two boys, death by suicide. Robin Williams, one of the funniest guys, maybe the funniest guy in the history of the world, death by suicide. So nobody's immune.
That's exactly right. MakingMyMark.org. There's great information there. You can donate. You can figure out how to get involved. We'll be saying more about that through the show. Hal, we're going to have you on once an hour to talk. We appreciate it. Appreciate you and appreciate what you're doing in Oconee County.
Thank you. Appreciate you. And, again, we chose WCCP several years ago to start highlighting a very difficult conversation in something that's kind of mainstream and fun and something we all enjoy. We wanted that combination. This doesn't have to be a backroom conversation. We want it in the forefront.
That's right. So we're going to talk about.
So thank you, guys.
We're going to talk about mental health. We're going to talk about football today. We're going to have fun doing it. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I got questions about some pick'em games. I got some very disturbing things that I found this morning and doing some research. We'll discuss all that and more live from the Oconee County Career Center, the Hamilton Career and Technology Center, the Considered Cafe. Hour one of the program continues right after this.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
I'm having such a great time tailgating, but now's the moment to go.
Go where? The game's an hour away.
I need the porta potty.
Thankfully, that's never a problem at Death Valley. Unless the lines are too long.
Little John Portable Toilets have been serving Clemson football games for over 25 years. Their toilets are orange, which gets fans fired up for the game, and they are super clean. They even have restroom trailers. Whether construction or special events, Little John is the go-to. littlejohntoilets.com. That's littlejohntoilets.com.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature, memorable moments with than family. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Books down, chalk up. It's the ultimate college climbing showdown at Blockhaven. Clemson, Furman, Brevard, and Anderson University are taking to the walls for glory, pizza, and a sweet-looking shirt. Rep your school at the College Brawl at Blockhaven on Friday, September 19th. Register online by September 16th, bragging rights included. Go to blockhaven.com/collegebrawl to enter. That's blochaven.com/collegebrawl. See you there.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today, and let's build dreams together.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac Home Standby Generators at 864-556-8002.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kidde Smoke Alarms.
And as North America's number one home fire safety brand, they're built to respond over 25% faster to smoke detection. Kidde helps protect what matters the most. Find it at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Number one claim based on total household installations as of December 2023. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition products.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hour one of the program continues here on Out of Bounds, live from the Hamilton Career Technology Center with Making My Mark. Appreciate you joining us today. We're going to get to some college football, but Ben, there was something on the show yesterday that I was very confident in that was not Georgia-related. It was somewhat Georgia-related, team from Georgia-related. Do you remember what I said about the Braves last night? Do you remember my underdog advice about the Braves?
I remember that Chris Sale was pitching.
Chris Sale's pitching.
The over in the strikeouts.
Oh, yeah. So we went higher than, I think it was 6.5. It ended up being 6.5 strikeouts. He ended up with 9. I also said, you know, you could probably just go lower on Jameson Taillon, too, and just make yourself some money. Lower than 2.5 strikeouts for Taillon, which is a low number. But I was like, you know what? He's not striking on anybody. 2 strikeouts and 4 1/3. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. You got to love it when a plan comes together. That'll never happen again like that, but, you know, I'm going to take the win while I can get it. Underdog is the best place to play daily fantasy. I love it so much. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18-plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org. You know, the other thing I did yesterday, and maybe the most impressive thing, I got that whole disclaimer in about 8 seconds at the end of the show, and I'll never do it that fast again.
You know, I forgot that we were on remote today at the moment that the show ended yesterday, and I thought, okay, I'm recording this because this is too good not to replay. folks, if you – what did you refer to yourself? Disclaimer? Like Disclaimer Dave or something?
Oh, what did I say? It was something like that. It was really
you
catchy, and now I can't remember.
You quite named himself, and I mean, my goodness. That was the best thing that's happened on the radio all week.
Oh, yeah. I mean –
Quark's disclaimer for Underdog yesterday.
Can I?
20 seconds of content in 7 seconds.
That's right. Awesome. Mickey does 4 and 2. I did 20 and 7. So the ratio's there. You mentioned to me, and I'm curious about this because I have less clarity than ever before about these games. You mentioned you had a moment of clarity today about some of our picks.
I am, well, in the Clemson Georgia Tech in particular, you know, our picks are due at 1 o'clock today. Everyone has them in, although we can – you know, I guess we can make changes up till 1 o'clock, so I can try to talk you into changing something, I suppose.
Okay.
But I'm looking at point totals. I'm looking at point spreads, thinking, okay, Vegas thinks what is about to happen? And the current spread is actually 2.5 in favor of Clemson. We're playing it at 4.5. And I'm thinking, what does this game look like? To me, this game is 27-24.
Okay.
Or maybe a 4-point game, you know, with a couple of field goals, 27-23, something like that. Which is what Vegas thinks is about to happen. And I don't know, you know, I don't know which side Clemson, I feel like I do know what side. I think Clemson's winning this game. I feel pretty confident about that for whatever reason, but I just can't give you a great football reason. In order for me to get there, it involves a lot of hope, and it's I hope Clemson offense finally clicks. But anyway, that's as clear as I can get on this game.
The one thing that I'm convicted about in this game is I feel like, if anything, you said 27-24. I think that's as high as this goes. I don't think either of these teams, based on what I've seen and what I know and what types of possessions I think we might see, I don't know how in the world one of these teams gets to 30 without defensive points. I don't believe that. Now, I will say this. I like to listen to different perspectives. I like to listen to national people. I do like to listen to people that have access to some advanced numbers that I wish I had access to, okay? So I heard a national commentator this week talk about some of the alarm bells in the underlying data from Georgia Tech's defense against Colorado. That basically holding Colorado to 20 was more about Georgia Tech holding the ball and less about what Georgia Tech's defense did when Colorado had it. Now, some of that is 3 turnovers by Georgia Tech,
right.
And so the possessions were a little wonky. It's not like they were starting the first and 10 at their own 25 a bunch. But I do think this is a test of a play caller in Blake Gideon who is in his third ever game calling plays in college. It's his first home game, which is a little, it's different, but like, you know, Tom Allen even talks about, Brent Venables used to talk about, like, hey, we better communicate as a defense because our crowd's going to be loud and it's going to be bad for them, but we got to communicate. This is the first time that they're actually probably going to have some noise issues, at least a little bit of noise issues. That has got me thinking more on the Clemson side of this, because if Georgia Tech can't get after the quarterback, if Clemson is going to open up the playbook a little bit, which I just think you would be – I hate to put this on coaches, but you would be a moron not to treat this as a game between peers based on what this team has not done. I just don't think – like, there's too much urgency having lost the game and not trying to fall to 1-2 to assume that your players are just going to win matchups against Georgia Tech's players. Even if you think that, I don't think you can assume that in this game.
I agree with that, and I don't gamble with real money. If I did, I wouldn't touch this game.
I wouldn't either. No way.
But if I absolutely had to pick a side, under is much more likely than over, in
yes.
my opinion. And maybe specifically first half numbers being really low. Because could you not see this being a very low possession game early on? And, you know, both teams trying to run the ball. Something happens. Clemson has a little bit of a lead. And then I think Clemson expects to see follow in this game at some point. And especially if Georgia Tech is down or their offense starts stalling, they now have that sort of ace in the hole that if you need a change of pace kind of got, you know, not that Haynes King can't throw it. He can. But – not the way that Philo did last week.
Would you be surprised, and I think we would be a little bit surprised, but, like, let's say on Georgia Tech's first series, there's a holding penalty. Maybe they're in, like, a 3rd-and-13. Would you be surprised if King just goes out of the game and they bring Philo in? Like, to what extent would you be surprised about
that? I would be surprised early because I think coaches try to hold that card for later in the game. I don't know if they would do that right out of the gate. You might be right. I mean, it wouldn't be crazy if they did, but I don't. The other thing, if you do that in the first series, you're signaling to everybody in the stadium that you've got a quarterback controversy, do you not?
That's true. I agree with that. Text from the 434 says, so after two games we're conceding that our offense can't score points on Georgia Tech. I'm not conceding that at all. I would ask that in reverse. What have we seen so far in any way, shape, or form that confirms that you can score points on Georgia Tech?
Yeah, and that's me. I can pick any score I want to based off of hope, but you kind of have to do it based off of what you have seen. I don't put as much stock in – would not normally put as much stock into last week and that caliber opponent. I don't think you can ignore that with Clemson, though.
I agree with
this,
that.
In this case.
Well, and I
You know, like with Georgia, I don't really care what they did last week. Or Tennessee, I mean, I don't care. I don't get excited because you scored 73 against somebody bad. But when you struggle the way Clemson did, you have to pay attention to that data.
And even if I think, which I said yesterday, with Georgia and Clemson, I think we'll see it open up a little bit. I think we'll see some better stuff going on in terms of schematics and things like that. I think they will care more about showing more in this game than last week. You can only do that so much. You can't just assume that's the whole deal. You still have to believe what your eyes have seen through two games. Let's go to Red, who's up with us next on the phone. 654-ROAR is the number if you want to join him there. What's up, Red?
Hey, Ben. Hey, Quark. How you doing?
Doing great, hey, man. Thanks for getting
I wanted to reach out and let y'all know how much I appreciate this show today about the suicide, letting people know that there's places where they can reach out. Y'all, everybody knows my story. And just not even 9 months ago, I was in a space where I had the gun sitting back looking at it. And if it wasn't for Mickey telling me to call him when I got to that place, if I ever got to that place, I probably wouldn't be able to call in today. And it's because of shows that y'all have like this, Mickey was able to talk me off of what I was going through. And not only that, he checked back in with me to make sure I was okay. And it's shows like this that give people like me a chance when we're dealing with stuff like this, that we have a place to call. And I know y'all will answer that phone and talk to a person and listen to them. And, man, I tell you, this is probably the greatest show that I've heard in a long time, because there are people out there, just like you described, not calling because men ain't supposed to cry and men ain't supposed to feel this way. So I tell you, if anybody's feeling like this, please reach out to somebody and talk to them. Because, man, if it wasn't for Mickey that day, I don't know where I'd be at today. And I appreciate y'all opening up, just not being a sports radio show and being a place where people could call. And I thank y'all.
Well, thank you, Reddy. You know, you can reach out to us anytime, buddy. We're here for you. Yeah. And we appreciate it, man. Appreciate your story and what you're doing. I mean, I know Red's got some heavy stuff going on in his own community too, and that can be really, really hard when you're dealing with a homeless population and the types of stories that Red sees every day. There's a lot going on there.
Red does so much good in the world. He does, and you know, and people like Red show you it's not a weakness that to admit you have a problem. It's actually a weakness when you don't admit it. And I think that's the narrative. We got to flip that narrative.
That's exactly right. 100%. Hal, you heard Red's phone call right there. I mean, that's a story of somebody who, you know, he knows about himself. He knows the value he has in his work. But in those moments, that's when things can go bad if you're not equipped.
No doubt. And to say, think about what Red experienced, compassion fatigue. You're doing so much good, but you're around so many problems, it weighs on you. Churches are not invulnerable as well. I'm aware of a church in this state who's lost two members of their pastoral family, including their pastor, in this last 6 months. It's incredible. And say 22 veterans a day die by suicide. Toughest guys in the world.
You're talking to two preacher's kids here. And that's the thing with preachers were guilty of that. They would not ask for help.
No.
Because they're the one that's supposed to minister to everyone else, and they don't ever they're not supposed to have issues.
That's right. Empty cups, man.
Absolutely.
Empty cups, if you're not getting filled, it's hard.
For sure.
It's really, really hard. I'm glad you said that too. You talked about the churches are sometimes infertile ground because, you know, it's a lot of the, pray harder and it's those kinds of things, but there's
Well, they think Jesus is the answer, and I do too.
Yeah.
You wouldn't tell somebody with pancreatic cancer stage 4 just to pray. You tell them to pray. We'll pray for you and with you and go see the oncologist.
That's right. And you pray for wisdom to go see the doctor,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Let's don't be stupid here.
Yeah. Help me, Jesus. Well, I did. I helped advance medicine.
That's right.
So you can go take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
100%. That's right. I tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break. Before we take our next break, we got a couple people who have called in and had to drop, but you can get back in our next segment. 654-ROAR is the number. Want to tell you about our friends at One Tom Plumber. I feel like we need to say it is One Tom Plumber. We did have a texter. Did you say that on the air, or was that off the air we were talking about?
I said it off the air, but I think we can say we had a texter who apparently thought all this time that it was One Tom Plumber and said, well, they had to come back a second time. Like, well, that happens sometimes.
I mean, just
– you can't get it all fixed in one.
That
had to be a joke.
It had to be. I mean –
but still, it's funny. Made me laugh.
Because I was thinking about, okay, well, who did you call then?
I know, because the name is the number.
The name's the number.
Or the number is the name.
24-hour same-day service guaranteed for all those best, biggest plumbing emergencies. Call the plumber. His name is his number. That's our friends at One Tom Plumber. We'll go to the phones right after this. Hour one continues live with Making My Mark at the Hamilton Career and Technology Center in Westminster. We'll be back after this.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childers and his crew for the Tiger Tailgate Show at 9 o'clock.
Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Dono, Clark, and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talking to Staying Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Transmission problems. AMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from AMCO of Greenville today.
Clemson fans, this is your store. The Tiger Sports Shop has the best selection of Clemson apparel, accessories, and game day essentials. Nike, Lululemon, polos, hoodies, hats, tees, you name it, we've got it. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or visit us online anytime at tigersports.com. Don't just cheer for the Tigers, wear your pride. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters.
Go Tigers!
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Get your questions in daily on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line at 654-ROAR. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
We go together, better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me.
All right, hour number one continues live at the Hamilton Career and Technology Center with Making My Mark. We're in the Considerate Cafe where I'm about tired of smelling Tex-Mex, so we're going to get some at the next break. We have phone calls lined up. 654-ROAR is the number. Let's roll through these before we hit top of the hour. Let's go to Kevin first in this segment. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Quack. Great to hear from you. Love the show. First, I want to send a shout-out to Red. What a testament this guy can provide, that it's never too late to change. It's never too late to reach for greatness. And, man, he certainly inspires me to do a little bit better for myself today after hearing his kind words. So, Red, you keep on kicking it, man. We're all behind you, and we support you 100%. With that quote, I'm a Gamecock fan, and I've never seen so many disillusioned Clemson fans. I see Clemson going into Georgia Tech and rolling them by double digits. I don't think Tech has enough on offense to stop Clemson's defense. I think Clemson's offense is good enough to put up 35 on these guys. So I think Clemson's going to dominate Georgia Tech, and we're going to get a taste of what the preseason number four team was like. As for South Carolina, Vanderbilt spanked a common opponent last week in Virginia Tech. They were losing 20-10 at halftime, but, man, they turned it on in the second half. I got concerns for the Gamecocks. Our quarterback has not been what he's supposed to be. I think they need to roll him out, move the pocket around, do some RPOs with him, not make him a drop-back pocket passer. I mean, he's a good elite athlete, but I just don't think he's a pure drop-back passer. I think you play to his strengths. The defense has played better than what I thought they would, and the offense has not been as good as I thought they would be. So I still think South Carolina gets the job done against Vandy. They got 18 straight. There's a psychological factor in this battle, but I'm not wavering on either one of these teams. I think they're both extremely strong. They're due for breakout games that we haven't seen in the first 2 weeks, and I can't wait to watch on Saturday. And thankfully, they're scheduled at different kickoff times. For some reason, they seem to play at the same time a lot of Saturdays. But now I get to watch both in the peace of my own home. But great show. Appreciate you guys, and I'll take your comments off the air.
Thanks very much, Kevin. Appreciate the phone call.
And I think South Carolina's going to roll, actually.
See,
so what is going on here?
The
South Carolina fan calls and tries to talk Clemson fans off the ledge. And then the Clemson flagship station trying to talk South Carolina fans. What is happening?
All right, so here
up is down, down is up.
This is a crazy thing because Cade Klubnik in the ACC, there are 17 qualifying quarterbacks right now in the ACC, and Cade Klubnik is 15th in total QBR on ESPN, which is the combination running passing stat. We like that one. All right, I do. I don't want to say we. I like that one. And yet you have a South Carolina fan going, he'll be fine. You guys murdering Georgia Tech, no big deal. I'm looking at Lenore Sellers, and Lenore Sellers is 15th in the SEC in total QBR. And the South Carolina fan says, he stinks. They're using him wrong. I can't believe this. We got to roll him. We got to do some other stuff. Sellers has had a better two games than Cade Klubnik has. But I would agree both guys have underwhelmed. Sellers also hasn't thrown the ball very much. He's only thrown it 38 times. He's like 16th in the SEC in pass attempts through two games. So I don't know that we know that much about Sellers. I would agree he's been underwhelming, but the sample is very small. Like, Garrett Nussmeier's thrown it like 71 times, and Sellers has thrown it like 38 times so far in two games. Let's go to Ricky, who's up with us next. What's up, Ricky?
Not much. I heard y'all's topic today about the mental illness part, and I've got a wife that suffers from mental illness. 2 years ago, been 3 months at Carolina Behavioral Health, and it wasn't 3 months in a row. We had to take her. I had to take her back each time. She had to go back 3 times. And mental illness is a serious thing because she actually tried to hurt herself in front of me, and which was hard to take. And so people out there that don't believe in mental illness, it's a fact. It's terrible. And when you see your own loved one try to do something themselves, it takes a toll on you.
I agree, and man, that's difficult, Ricky.
Ricky, and you did the right thing.
Yeah,
you got her help.
Yeah, hey.
We appreciate.
Hey, yeah, thanks.
I'm so sorry, Ricky.
Got a little bit of delay there. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
Appreciate the
sharing
phone call.
That, though.
Yeah, that those stories they're too common. They really are too common.
Got a lot of calls on here. Let's go ahead and get Delvin if we can.
Yeah, we'll roll into Delvin here. 654 Roar. You want to join him? Hey, Delvin.
How you doing, guys?
Doing hey, well, man. Thanks for getting in.
Yeah. What y'all think about the game tonight? Interesting game tonight. 2-2-0 teams in ACC, Wake Forest and NC State.
Yeah, 2-2-0 teams, but, boy, how they got there is spiritually very different.
Delvin, I've changed my pick 4 times on this game.
Hey, I don't blame, man. Hey, I don't blame. I'll change my pick. I might change it right now during the phone call. I don't know, man.
I'm looking at Robbie Ashford, and all I need to know about Robbie Ashford is that his name is Robbie Ashford and that C.J. Bailey's not Robbie Ashford. And I know the spread. We're playing 7.5. Like, that can get tricky, but I'm not giving Robbie Ashford any – I'm not giving him a touchdown. I might not even give him 10 points in this game. I can't. I've seen 19 years of Robbie Ashford playing at every Power 4 football school. And he stinks, and he's going to stink tonight. And I think C.J. Bailey doesn't stink, so that's why I went with NC State.
Yeah. Before I let you go, Ben is Clarkson down, because I want him – what do you think about the new thing that the fans are trying to give Daniel Jones, Indiana Jones?
No.
He doesn't
listen,
deserve a good nickname.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. After one game – against the Dolphins team that now they're flying Fire Mike McDaniel planes over the ocean. No, no. Let's beat the Titans first and the Jaguars and the Texans. Let's do that.
Back on NC State real quick. You are right, C.J. Bailey greater than Robbie Ashford, but Claiborne much better than anything NC State has.
Yeah. And Hollywood Smothers got nothing.
So the 7.5 is what – I feel like NC State wins this game. Do I think NC State's capable of winning by more than one touchdown on the road here, though? That's where I'm struggling.
That's a really good point. And to further that, I don't know what NC State is defensively. Game one, East Carolina averaged 1 yard a carry. One. Game two, Virginia averaged 8 yards a carry.
Mm-hmm.
They scored 3 touchdowns at 257 yards. If we had some sort of idea which run defense NC State was going to bring to the ball yard today, I would feel better about it from a defensive standpoint, because if I'm Wake Forest and I feel like I can get away with it physically with him, I would give the ball to Claiborne 30 times in this game.
Yeah, it is, though, the Wake Forest team who beat Kennesaw State, the juggernaut, by 1 point.
Yeah, I mean, just I can't. And then who they have, Western Carolina last week?
Yeah.
I can't. I just can't give him a lot of credibility.
Hard to know.
Really, really hard to know. Let's see. We got time for one or two more phone calls. Let's go to Ren, who's up with us next. Hey, Ren.
What's going on, Paul?
Oh, we're doing great, man. Thanks for getting in.
Good. Hey, so the game on this weekend with Clemson, Georgia Tech, what do you think Dabo wants to see from the defense, despite, you know, what they did last week and the halftime speech from Peter Woods that obviously boosted the offense and defense to, you know, have that 24-0 run in the second half? But, like, with this game, because Payne's team's a lot better and Dorsett's a lot better than Troy, but, like, what do you think Dabo wants to see in the defense to be able to spark the offense? Because Cade is good, but I don't think his confidence is there right now. So I think, like, what needs the defense need to do to help spark that offense, to help the offense not make the defense have to work as hard.
You know what I want to see, and I think Dabo would say this too. He keeps sort of leaning into they've only given up 3 defensive touchdowns, which I agree with. Here's a troubling stat, though. In like 20 drives, okay, I'm going to give 20 drives to Clemson's opponents. They have given up a first down on 16 drives. 16 drives. That is not okay. That's a 20% three and out rate, and one of those opponents is Troy. You gotta get some three and outs. You cannot let Haynes King get a first down. You cannot let Buster Faulkner get a first down every single time they get the ball. And look, I like takeaways as much as the next guy, and I am all for some takeaways. Clemson, as a matter of fact, they did not force a single three and out with a punt last week. All 3 of their turnovers came before Troy got a first down into possession. So I'm okay with that. That's good. That's like, instead of a punt, we're just going to take the ball right here.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that's what I want to see, Ren. And I think that's what Dabo wants to see, too.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I feel like, you know, Kate's got to get this offense going to, you know, help the defense not have to do what they need to do in the second half to not, hopefully, because I feel like if we go down 2 scores, it might not be good.
I agree with that. As much as Georgia State wants to run it, I agree. And I also agree that if you go down 2 scores, it would mean that they've been able to run the ball. I appreciate the phone call, Ren. Thanks very much. Your thoughts on that, Ben?
You know, it's so overused when you're talking about a team like playing against a team like Georgia Tech. But just your run assignments and staying disciplined there. Specifically, I think the defensive ends for Clemson have to be great. T.J. Parker has to play like the player he was told all summer that he was. He's got to do that first down, second down, third down, and sometimes on fourth down. And not just every couple of plays. You got to do that every down. And I'll tell you what, if he doesn't, Lawson's going to be in there playing.
You're doggone right. Look, T.J. Parker has played 92 snaps the first 2 games. He has 7 tackles and 1 sack. That's fine. He's been a nice player. That guy's supposed to be a top 10 pick. He's supposed to be the best defensive end in America. And those are not the stats of the best defensive end in America.
Yeah, and, you know, it's – I don't need a bunch of sacks in this game. Tackles for loss, yes. I don't need them. You just got to keep Haynes King in that bubble and keep him contained.
That's right. Final couple minutes of this hour. Let's go to Brandon, who's up with us next. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing, Pop?
Doing well, man. Thanks for getting in.
Yes, sir. A long-time listener. Yeah, about the quarterback play, Sellers doesn't look as good as what everybody predicted, and neither does Cade. Without the 2 punt returns against South Carolina State, it would have been 24-10. I mean, if they don't have the guy back there returning the punt, the offense doesn't look that good for South Carolina. And it's a worrisome thing for both teams. I mean, I'm worried about Georgia Tech. They should be worried about Vanderbilt. I mean,
what do they do about that?
Agreed.
I mean, the defense, they're not running containment on the outside of Clemson. We run them containment, and then our middle linemen aren't doing anything. So –
Listen, I agree with you about that, and I do agree with you on the quarterbacks too. Let me say a couple things here. I think South Carolina, their leading receiver last year was Josh Simon, the tight end. Okay, he's gone. The 4th leading receiver was Rocket Sanders. He's gone. I think in this era, losing a couple of targets is a big deal. Clemson has played all but 1 series without Antonio Williams. I think that's a big deal. So getting a comfort level with your passing game, I don't think is just an automatic that you rush into the season with. I don't think that just is for transfer guys either. Let me say this about the special teams. You know, we actually were talking about this off the air yesterday, the special teams. I think 2 things about South Carolina special teams. Number one, I don't think saying the offense didn't have to go out there because of returns means that they automatically wouldn't have scored on those drives, so we have to be careful not to ding the offense because they didn't have to play, okay, on 2 possessions.
Okay.
The second thing is, at South Carolina, special teams is part of the plan. If there are programs that don't normally rely on returns and special teams that have special teams touchdowns, I would say, well, you can't replicate that. But South Carolina has 3 returns for touchdowns in 2 weeks, and I think that's part of their plan to win. I really do.
That's that Beamer ball.
No, that's 100% right.
I think he's got a hand up. So.
No, I'm with you. I appreciate the phone call. We're up against top of the hour. Thanks very much. Good question. I mean, I think it's a good question. It's a good thought.
It is. And I told you yesterday off the air, it's got to be a little uncomfortable to feel like you have to score on special teams. And you made a good point, though. But if you can, and that is part of your plan, then it's, you know, if you have the confidence that you can, and South Carolina certainly should, then why not make that part of your plan?
That's right. We got to be careful with, I think, South Carolina special teams in general. We got to be a little bit careful dinging them like we would ding most everybody else's program. All right, we're live at the Hamilton Career and Technology Center with Making My Mark. We will come back. We'll have more on Making My Mark in the next segment. We'll also talk a lot more college football. We'll go through some of our station picks as well right after this. Stay tuned.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Sitting here.